I'd like to now introduce Linda Donaldson-Guidi, the other co-chair of the stewardship committee, who will talk to us a little bit about what the Every Member Canvas is all about.
Good morning. I'm very pleased to be here with you this morning to detail this year's Every Member Canvas. The canvas, very basically, is a phone call you'll receive from a member of our church's leadership. You may have your conversation with the canvasser on the phone, or perhaps you'll agree to meet some morning after coffee hour, or another time that works for you. Your canvasser will ask for your input about our church life and give you a chance to get answers to questions you may have about this year's stewardship campaign. To get ready for today's service, I did a Google search for child's lighting. And I guess it's a sign of the times that a fraction of a second search found about 680 hits. One of the hits was a guided meditation from the Reverend Jacqueline Collins, minister of the Unitarian Church in Charleston, South Carolina. This meditation asks us to think back to the first time we attended this church. For some of us, that first time is part of a whole lifetime. For others of us, it's a very short time ago. From that first time we came to this church until now, though, for all of us, there have been some of the most important events of our lives. The rites of passage, birth, dedication, coming of age, weddings, illness, separation, divorce, and death. These joys and sadnesses are what a religious community is privileged to encompass, and they form the connections between us. The revival of the Every Member Canvas this year is also a part of our religious life. While it's formal in its structure and limited in its duration, the month of March 2004, it's another opportunity to forge connections between us as members of this community. These are not telemarketing calls, but a part of who we are and what we do together as a community. So when your brave canvasser calls, they will first be going over the information about you and your family that is currently in the membership database. This will allow us to update our membership database. Next, they'll be asking you about projects or activities that you're involved in that could benefit from our outreach funds. Your canvasser will give you a chance to describe what you value about our church and things you might like to see changed. And that's the heart of this conversation. The conversation is confidential, your name will not be used, but your input will be heard when your canvasser summarizes his or her canvas calls. Our goal is that everyone's voice has the opportunity to be heard. A report of the canvas findings will be given at the annual meeting this year in June. Finally, your canvasser will ask you if you've had a chance to review the materials in your pledge packet. They will answer questions you might have about this year's pledging and ask if you will be able to make your pledge by March 28th. Notice, I didn't say they'll be asking you to make your pledge over the telephone. They won't. So when these courageous souls call, it's my hope that you will use this opportunity to share your thoughts, ideas, and dreams for our church. On behalf of all of us who've worked on this year's stewardship committee, I would like to thank Steve Ledoux. He's worked tirelessly to put this campaign together. I guess he's set a new precedent. From now on, the stewardship chair is going to have to be retired because he's made it a full-time job. Pat's shaking her head. Steve's been a fearless leader in this process, and he's taken a lot of risks. He's also taken some hits from us. Listen carefully, and he's been responsive to our feedback. He's honored the tradition of pledge chairs that came before and raised the bar for stewardship chairs to come, as I said. It's really been a pleasure to work with Steve on this process. During the Google search that I mentioned before, I was pleased to find online the writings of a local sage. His name is Steve Eddington. I'd like to finish my part of the service with a quote from one of Steve's sermons. You call this a religion? Well, yes, we do. We try to be a religion in the best sense of the term. Instead of asking, what do we all believe in common, we ask, what are we willing to promise one another and the world? That states the prescription you take out when you become a member of a Unitarian Universalist congregation. It's not to a common creed, but to the promises you're willing to make to yourself, to the other members of your religious community, and to the larger world that community seeks to serve. That is our way of being religious, of binding ourselves together and to the larger life that exists all around us. It's my pleasure to now introduce our church president, John Sanders, who's going to speak to us about funding.